Highs tonight, a low down to 39. The highs over the next few days, Saturday 67, Sunday 72, Monday will stick back at 63, same for Tuesday. The days we'll see some showers, most likely Saturday night, Sunday, and maybe Monday. 63 right now in downtown Butler, and of course we'll take another look at your weather forecast as we go throughout this afternoon. News time 12:30. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Mularkey is coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us and have a good day.
And now, It's Your Turn with Dave Mularkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's Your Turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's Your Turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us, whether you're listening on the radio or on our app, on your telephone, or anywhere around the world on the internet. Welcome. Nice to have you with us here on It's Your Turn today. We have a bunch of guests with us. We love it when we have a lot of people visiting. Later on the program today, we're going to be finding out about an event that's coming up this weekend. It's tomorrow, actually, I believe. And the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation has got some big stuff going. Andre Muscatello-Yost will be with us to talk about that. Also, there is a solar tour coming up here in Butler County this weekend, giving interested people an opportunity to see already installed solar power installations here in Butler County. Everything, I guess, from a private house to a business. So we'll find out about that a little bit later on the program today when we visit with Henry McKay. But first, our guests with us here in the studio are here to talk about the fall production of the Musical Theater Guild of Butler, Mamma Mia. And that's a group that most people will recognize. Maybe they don't realize it's also a Broadway musical. Let's say hello to our guests. First of all, a friend of mine of long standing, Katie Wayne, is here. Katie, good to see you.
Thanks for having us, Dave. It's good to see you, too.
Always good to see you. Maddie Smith is here. Maddie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having us.
All righty. And Jade Bowers is with us today. Mm-hmm. Jade, nice to have you here as well.
Thank you for having us.
And finally, another cast member, Jared Hall. Jared, good to see you as well.
Good to see you as well.
So, Maddie, do you think I'd be correct on this? Everybody knows the group ABBA. And this musical is based on their songs, right?
Yes, it is. And if you don't know ABBA, you must have been living under a rock since the 70s. Because
a big rock.
A big rock. I mean, you just have to say Mamma Mia or Dancing Queen, and people automatically know who you're talking about.
So this is a show that it's based on their songs. I'm one of the few people who didn't see the movie, because I know there was a film version of it a few years back. There's a plot to this, I guess. It's not just a review of ABBA songs or something?
No, yeah, they worked in the ABBA songs into a plot that takes place on a Greek island, and it starts with a young woman, Sophie, who finds out she has three possible fathers. So she comes up with the bright idea to invite them all to her upcoming wedding, unbeknownst to her mom, Donna, who runs into them, and from that, chaos ensues.
Sounds like chaos from the very beginning. I'm not sure. You play Sophie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie, yeah. I would have to say, though, even if you've seen the movie, you still got to come see the musical, because there are a lot more songs in it. I think the plot goes more in depth, and it's way more fun to see it in live person, and I think our dance numbers are a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment with Jade. Katie, you saw the movie, I assume?
I have seen the movie, saw it before I auditioned, so I did sort of jumped on the Mamma Mia bandwagon a little late, but I'm glad to be there. I played Donna, the mother.
Mm-hmm. The mother of Sophie?
The mother of Sophie, the The diary, the writer of the diary that Sophie gets the names out of, you know, the one that freaks out when these three gentlemen from Donna's past show up at her daughter's wedding.
So I want to make sure I understood you correctly. These are three guys who may or may not be your father. Is that right?
That is right. So her whole goal is to find out which one actually is her father.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Donna had a lot of fun in her earlier life.
She had one summer where she had a lot of fun.
Who played the Donna role in the film version?
Meryl Streep.
Oh, that's nothing to follow, right?
No, not at all. No pressure.
People are going to see you and say, well, Katie was pretty good, but she's no Meryl Streep.
Well, I'm definitely not a Meryl Streep. But.
Yeah, but I want to tell you, you guys, have you seen Katie before? She's pretty close to Meryl Streep, a butler, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Sure. I've seen her in many, many shows. What about you, Jared? What part do you play, did you say?
I play Eddie. I'm Skye's best friend, and at the same time, I am Donna's barman, boatman, comic relief for the show.
Well, you're one of the potential fathers.
Definitely not.
Oh, okay.
Too young.
A little bit about the show in case some folks have to leave us before we're finished here. Maddie, it goes up next weekend, right?
Yes. Friday the 11th and Saturday the 12th at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And then we have a matinee show on Sunday the 13th at 3.
Suckup Theater, the venue?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of the home base for the big shows of the Musical Theater Guild these days.
Yes.
Well, I imagine if we can slide that microphone over a little bit there, we can talk to Jade Bowers. I'm imagining, because I'm familiar with a lot of ABBA's music, there's a lot of dancing that goes on in this show, and that's your responsibility, right?
It is, yeah. So this is my first show that I have choreographed. So it was a big challenge to have, I think I had 15 numbers that were all just choreography, so
get
I
out.
Had to go in there and just kind of work that out. It's hard, too, because a lot of these cast members are not dancers, so I had to try and work with them as well, too, but I think it looks really good, and I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. I did some MTG work back in the day as well, so I can appreciate when you say a lot of the people are not dancers.
Yes.
Because
they make that very
I would have fallen into that category. I can remember when I did Fiddler on the Roof, I was so happy that I did not have to dance in my part as the tailor, Mottle Comes Oil. No dancing. Okay if I can sing, but no dancing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you're a dancer from childhood. Did you take dance lessons early on?
I did, yeah. I danced from 3 until I was 14. Then I went into competitive cheerleading, and then I was teaching at my sister's dance studio for about 5 years.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Have you done a lot of MTG shows before?
I have, yeah. My mom does props backstage, so I've been doing that since I can remember when I could walk. I was helping her with props and trying to help her do that. I kind of like that I'm taking a different role than her and going into the choreography, which is more what I enjoy than just doing the props with her. So it's kind of my own little thing that I'm starting, doing the choreography.
Oh. Is everybody picking up your moves, your steps?
Yeah, we have had a lot of practice, but they're doing it really well, and I think it's going to pull together really nice.
Mm-hmm. What about the music? It's so familiar to people. Are you able to recreate that? I mean, are there actually ABBA songs that are heard, or are they adaptations, or what?
No, they're all ABBA songs. So I wanted to pull some moves from the movie as well as the Broadway show so people could recognize a little bit of that and so that I could live up to probably their expectations, I'm hoping. So I wanted to make sure I pulled a little bit in from the Broadway show and the movie just so they could recognize a little bit and be able to hopefully get up and dance with us, too, towards the end of the show.
If you're looking for tickets for Mamma Mia, mtgbutler.org. I'm assuming they've got them online at the website, MTG Musical Theater Guild, mtgbutler.org. Mamma Mia, well, it started out as the Broadway play came first, and it was
That's
on
right.
Broadway, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some folks might have thought, well, off-Broadway maybe. No, it was a Broadway show. Big hit, and then the film version with obviously Meryl Streep and the big Irishman. What's his name? Pierce Brosnan was
yes.
in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he could sing or dance. Did he pull that off in the film? Menza Menza, huh?
I think that depends on your interpretation.
Well,
but they certainly were having a lot of fun when they did that movie. It looked like they were having a good time, which always reads well for an audience that they enjoy themselves to.
This is a big cast, Jared. A lot of people.
I would say it's a decent size number. We're about 30 in the cast.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, there are some smaller musicals, but that's pretty big, especially when you got to maneuver them all around stage like Jade has to do.
Lots of big big group dance numbers that Jade has masterfully handled.
Who's directing the show?
Patrick Erkman has directed. Mm-hmm. He asked Jade also to put some ABBA poses in, so you might see some of those. If you're an ABBA fan, you might see us pose here or there in the middle of some choreography. And if you're not familiar, then you just know, oh, that's an ABBA pose from one of their videos.
That must be what Katie was talking about, from one of the videos. Listen, we need to take a break. We'll be back to talk more with our guests about Mamma Mia. This is pretty amazing for Musical Theater Guild, an amateur group, obviously, to be able to do a show. It's fairly recent. I mean, this is not an old chestnut. New show.
It's a big undertaking with all the dance, and the chorus sings in every single song. They back up every single song.
Oh, wow.
So it's they've done a great job. I'm very excited for our audience to see it.
Excellent. More about Mamma Mia coming up here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words. We'll be right back.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
ABBA, that's Mamma Mia. That's the title song from the show. Now, ABBA was a group, Scandinavian group. So I'm assuming that at least some of the songs are like ensemble numbers as opposed to solos? Or No?
You'd be surprised how some of the main songs that you would think would be, the ensemble are actually... for Donna and Dancing Queen's one of my favorite. It's,
I love that song too.
A big number, a big song that everyone knows, and it's honestly one of my favorite scenes too. It's just Donna and her two best friends, and it's so cute. It's a great scene. They're super fun. There's feather boas. So it's all, it really encompasses it, and I think our cast does such a great job of taking these well-known songs and really making it our own, that it's just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
But even that song, though Donna and the Dynamos, that's the name of the band that Donna was in, with her two great friends, even though they are singing the leads and the obvious harmonies, there are other backup music from the chorus that's happening at the same time from off stage. And it's an interesting dynamic for this show, is that they back up every single song.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the chorus has it fairly easy in terms of music that they have to learn, not on this show.
Huh? Yeah, it's different than your traditional musical theater choral.
So what about the music? You have a pit band or something for this?
We do. We have a pit band for this. So we're looking forward to working with them. We haven't had that opportunity yet, but that's coming. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for that final piece. But it's a pop musical, so it's not a review. It's pop music turned into a storyline and then done in a musical venue. It's an interesting genre.
It is interesting because I've been racking my brain trying to think of something similar, but I can't, in terms of a music, especially one that was a big success, both on Broadway and as a movie.
There are a few that are more biographical. This one's not biographical, like a Billy Joel story or a Cole Porter story. Those have a similar kind of feel to them, but this is kind of unique.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jared, you've been working, you've been rehearsing with the piano thus far?
Yes.
And you'll go with the band starting next week?
Oh, yes. I'm extremely excited about that, to be honest. That last piece that we're missing to get it all to click together, like a giant puzzle piece.
Some folks who have never done a musical might be surprised, but that's the way it's done, even on Broadway, really. You start out and you rehearse for weeks and weeks with a rehearsal pianist.
Yep.
When push comes to shove, when it's time to roll, then you get the full band or the orchestra or whatever in there. In this case, it would be a band because obviously you don't have a symphony orchestra playing Abbott tunes. I don't know anything about the members of the group, ABBA. Is the story at all based on any of their lives?
Not that I know of.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
I think it's just somebody thought of how ABBA's songs, if you put them in a certain order and you put certain characters with it, you can get a storyline out of it. Mm-hmm. Some of the words are altered a little bit in ABBA's original pieces, but not a lot, just a touch. And then they make a storyline.
Mm-hmm. When I think of ABBA songs, first of all, I think of you can't listen to them and not start dancing or at least tapping your feet or snapping your fingers or something like that. I mean, the music is just electric.
Mm-hmm.
It's mesmerizing. I also think of flashy costumes and stuff. Maddie, have you got a lot of those?
For Sophie's character, I would say she kind of has a Greek vibe, beach vibe. She's kind of more on the relaxed side. But definitely towards the end, you will see some fun, flashy costumes that really bring out that ABBA vibe that we're excited for everyone to see. We haven't seen anyone in them yet. It's kind of going to be a surprise for us as a cast, which is a lot of fun. But yeah, that'll be at the end.
Talking about Mamma Mia, it's the Musical Theater Guild of Butler's fall show. And actually, it opens a new season.
It does.
For the Musical Theater Guild. They generally do three shows a year now. They do a fall production, a spring production, and a summer production. The summer one's usually smaller scale because it's hard to put a show together in the summertime. Everyone wants to relax and be on vacation. Let me talk a little bit about, I don't know, are there other principals in the cast that we should mention? Or I'm looking down the cast list here, and there's a lot of names that our listeners would recognize. They've done MTG shows in the past. I see Davlin Smith is in the show.
Sure, Davlin Smith and Tammy Erkman, they play my backup singer's best friends, the Dynamos. They're so much fun to work with. We also have the three gentlemen that are playing the fathers are Rick Medick, Jamie Russo, and Eric Snyder. So that, again, is a fun group of guys.
I know all those guys. You might have a hard time keeping Jamie Russo away from the keyboard.
He's
a great keyboard player.
He is a great keyboard player, but he's trying on a different hat for this one. Matt Buzanowski plays Sky, which is the groom-to-be. And then along with Jared is David Halen. He plays the other best friend.
I haven't seen David in a show for a long time. It's great. Yeah.
He has a great number with Devlin. They have a little duet, and it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. And the choreography is it's just delightful to watch the guys dancing in that particular number. It's fun. They're having a good time.
And how about these voices in an ensemble? Beth Eccleston, Terry Anderson, and Trisha Eichler.
Trisha Eichler, yes. Terry Anderson, yeah. We have a great ensemble. We're very excited to have all those people, Phil and Robin Criley, and some new faces as well. It's a great group of people. And, of course, we're driving the ship is Patrick Erkman. And Cindy West has been a phenomenal assistant director. Super excited. Megan Sells has helped Jade out and getting our left foot doing what our left feet should do and our right feet doing what our right feet should do. And then Barb Oshie, of course, making it all happen with the production side as the producer.
Yeah, it's a tough and often unappreciated job as producer of a show because mm-hmm. the bottom line is you're responsible for getting all the people together and all the stuff together.
Yes, it's an unsung hero kind of role where you're just working a lot in the back and it's not stuff that people can see.
Especially the ones doing our props and our set. Our set's absolutely phenomenal.
I was going to ask you about that. It takes place on a fictional Greek island.
Right. It's kind of the main set is the Taverna, which Donna's character has built and created.
Taverna?
It's like
a pub?
Tavern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know.
Like hotel.
Yeah, hotel, bar.
Yeah.
I got you.
And so that's kind of the backdrop for majority of the scenes. They've done phenomenal. It looks amazing.
We need to take a final break here, but I want to go over a couple of more things about Mamma Mia. It's the first show in the new season for the Musical Theater Guild. All of our cultural groups in the area are getting ready to open up for a new season here this fall. Mamma Mia is not this weekend. It's next weekend. Three performances. You told me, right, Maddie? Three.
Yep.
Friday night, Saturday night, and a Sunday matinee next weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Get your tickets.
Well, I'll talk more with our guests when we return after this break. You're listening to the Friday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We'll be right back. Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Folks, you talk about tradition. You realize Miller's Shoes has been in downtown Butler for well over 120 years now? Yeah, that's tradition. That's staying power. Miller's Shoes, your headquarters for shoes for all members of the family. If you're looking for athletic shoes, they've got them for men, women, teens, kids, and they've got all the famous brands, too, right there under one roof. Miller's Shoes has Nike, New Balance, Saucony, Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, Pro-Pet, and more. Athletic shoes for the whole family. They've also got Rockport shoes and Trotters and Hush Puppies and many other famous name brands as well. Easy Spirit. And they're your local headquarters for America's Favorite Comfort Shoes, SAS. You'll find them for men and women in a variety of styles and colors at Miller's Shoes. You can always count on that great Miller's fit, too. And a friendly smile from the Ciprians. Miller's Shoes, headquarters for shoes for the entire family. 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Miller's Shoes. Getting with the music already. I'm ready to see the show, Mamma Mia. Live on stage, by the way. If you've seen the movie, that's okay. See the stage version. There's nothing like, Katie, you would know this as well as me. I love to see something on stage. You never know. It's going to be a little bit different every night. Whereas if you see a movie that was made 100 years ago, it's still exactly the same movie. You know. Mm-hmm.
And there's something great about that as well. But as you're alluding to, a live performance where you're sharing the same space with the people and you're watching them and you're seeing them breathe and you're watching their facial expressions that, like you said, could change from one night to the other. Mm-hmm. It's a different electrifying experience.
There's something about the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd, just to coin a phrase there. Hey, there's some other people that we should mention before we forget them, Maddie, right?
Yes, we wouldn't be able to put on this show, of course, without the music. Eric Kochanowski is our music director, and he's been wonderful kind of helping lead us through for, there's a lot of different rhythms in these songs, and we've had to work really hard to get those down. And also Jessica Sanzati, who has played the piano for us almost every single rehearsal, and she's been wonderful because Mamma Mia songs are not easy, but she's been killing it.
Let me slide that mic over to Jade again. I want to talk a little bit about how you would ever even begin to choreograph a show like this. I mean, are you able to categorize the type of dance, or is it a variety? I mean, is it tap? Is it jazz? Is it whatever?
It's definitely a variety. I would say there's some modern contemporary numbers as well as just like upbeat musical theater numbers. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of difficult. There's some acro skills in there and stuff. So it's not just one particular dance subject. Just getting a vision, and me and Patrick worked together just talking about what his vision was, what my vision was, and just mushing them together to kind of figure out what he wanted and what I wanted out of it. There was times, too, where, you know, he would give me a vision and I'd say, no, that's not going to work. Or... You know, we have our disagreements, but he always trusted me, and I'm so grateful that he did trust me to do this big number and all these big numbers and this big of a show, because it's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, I would say, again, I've not seen it yet. I will. But it seems like a show where the dance is really integral to the whole shebang, whereas in some musicals it's just going to, you know, okay. Had it on. We'll put a dance in here and just see how it goes.
Yeah, a lot of other musicals that I've done before, they're just kind of almost like line dancing or just like real simple stuff. This is definitely not that at all.
Not simple at all.
Not simple. I tried to make it simple for them as much as I could, but I also had my own vision that I really wanted to get across to the audience. And they're doing a great job with portraying that for me. And I'm very grateful that they're all at least trying. So that's always great to have a cast that's very willing to do what I am envisioning and and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're not quite ready yet, but hey, 8 o'clock next Friday night, they'll be ready to
go. They will definitely be ready, and if not, I will make sure they are.
That's the way to look at it, that's for sure. Mamma Mia, the Musical Theater Guild's fall production, and obviously you've been in rehearsal for... quite a while. It takes a long time to put a musical together. A month and a half, maybe 2 months even. I don't know.
It's been about six weeks.
Yeah, we started in August, so I feel like we've had shorter amount of time than usual, but it's pulling together really nicely.
Mm-hmm. You've been rehearsing at the William A. Leonard Performance Building?
Absolutely.
In the park?
Yeah. Yes, which is a great blessing to have a building to
rehearse. Yes. They've been building the sets down there as well.
Yeah.
They'll be transported next week to, I assume you move into Sucker.
They're already at the space.
They already started putting things together for us down there. So we have been rehearsing with no props or anything. So it's been a little different without that. But we're ready to start rolling here and get to the college.
Well, when you get to Tech Week and you get to the actual venue, it's always an exciting week.
Right. All the lights and the spots and add that extra element.
The smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd. Yeah. Did you all know each other before you were cast in this show, or is it time for new friends here today?
These fantastic new faces are all new to, let's just say, an antique of me, which is me.
Katie, don't you think it's part of the joy of community theater?
It's fantastic.
This is not professional paid actors theater. It's community theater, and part of it, I think, is making new friends and saying, look, here we are in Butler, let's do a show.
It's great fun to have their young energy and their new ideas to collaborate with for those of us that have done more than a few shows. And it's just been exciting to meet them as people and get to know them a little better.
Katie's been the best stage mom in the nicest way. She's helped me so much with giving me different tips and really helping me get into the character, and I think that comes across. I think we have a great mother-daughter relationship on stage.
Definitely, right. For sure, watching you two, a fantastic relationship on stage and off.
Take that, Meryl Streep. Well, I'm anxious to see the show next weekend. And again, for folks who weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, Mamma Mia, Musical Theater Guild of Butler. Musical Theater Guild goes all the way back to the early 1960s, a rich history of tremendous shows here locally. Mamma Mia, the musical version, the Broadway musical version. Tickets are $17, and you can get them online at mtgbutler.org. I imagine there might be a few left at the box office, too, if you wanted to just stop out at Sucker Theater if you weren't sure when you were available to go. And it's next weekend. Maddie, can you give us the show dates again to bring people up to date on that?
Sure. It's Friday at 7:30, the 11th, and Saturday the 12th at 7:30 as well, and Sunday at 3 o'clock the 13th. So make sure you get your tickets because they're starting to go fast.
All righty. She's a salesperson. Nice to meet those of you that I had not known before, Jared and Jade and Maddie and Katie. Always good to see you.
Always a joy to spend some time with you.
More coming up. We're only halfway through the Friday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR, so let's take a break. We'll be back to meet our next guest in just a couple of minutes. Be right back.
When it's time to choose a funeral home, there are many things to consider. The facility itself, does it provide the atmosphere that the occasion requires? Are they people I can comfortably talk with about the kind of services I need? Is the cost within my budget? Should we consider cremation? There are so many questions. Let Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler help you with some answers. After all, Thompson Miller has been serving the Butler community since 1927. The same family has been serving Butler for 92 years. They are in many ways truly a part of our community. Thompson Miller provides complete services with dignity in the funeral home, at gravesite, and for entombment. Thompson Miller will help you through the process with advice, counsel, experience, and compassion. Call us and we'll help you make these important and sensitive decisions. 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or visit us online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Butler Health System is a top 100 hospital for getting Doug back to playing with his grandkids and managing his farm.
For ensuring that Craig made it to his daughter's college graduation.
For helping Ray travel to Europe to visit his family.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide nationally recognized care. But more importantly, we know why we have to.
Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
Join the Butler Symphony for their opening night show, Folklore and Fairy Tales, featuring pianist Orion Weiss, on Saturday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Butler Intermediate High School. Tickets are $25 each and student tickets are $8. For tickets, go to butlersymphony.org or stop at the office at 259 South Main Street, Butler.
Welcome back, good friends. It's the Friday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Friday. Yeah, weekend here. First weekend in October. Can you believe it? I know. I can't believe it either.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a neat event coming up tomorrow, and we're going to find out all the details about it from Audrey Muscatello-Yost, who's with us here in the studio. Audrey, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you, and thank you for letting me come and talk.
Oh, please. That's what we do here. We like to make sure that when there are events happening in our community, especially to benefit a great cause, we want to make sure that people know about them. So we welcome you here.
Thank you.
You're are you on the board of the Golden Tornado?
I'm now on the board. I'm past president, and I'm on the board. And Tough Tornado Run, we started last year. I saw it in Rhode Island at my grandchildren. I was visiting with my grandchildren and my daughter and son-in-law, and that was 3 years ago. And walked the course with my 3-year-old. And thought, ooh, this is something that would be different and exciting to bring to Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So then the following year, I went and actually ran the course to make sure that I could do it. If I could do it, anybody could do it. And then we started putting it together. And
so this is, it's called the Tornado Tough Run, is that it?
Tough Tornado Run.
Oh, Tough Tornado Run.
Yes.
And it takes place tomorrow?
Tomorrow at Alameda Park.
Mm-hmm.
We start at 1 o'clock. We have 20, which I can go over, 20 different obstacles. So this isn't your normal run. We call it a run, but actually you can walk. You can do anything. That you don't have to worry about your time. Like I said, I did not run it. I walked it. And I did most of the obstacles. So if you get to an obstacle and you don't feel like doing it, you don't have to.
Now, when I'm hearing obstacles, I'm thinking like, I don't know, steeplechase with horses jumping over fences and stuff like that. No?
When my three-year-old granddaughter can do it, then you know all ages can do it. We start out with, do you want me to go over these?
Please,
okay,
yes, please.
We start out with, it's called Noodle Free For All. So these are swimming noodles that are bent down into like half moon shapes,
mm-hmm.
and they're in the ground, and you can hop over them, you can go around them, but there is probably about 40 of those. Then you move on to the hay bale jump, where you're going to jump over single bales of hay. And I'll tell you all about who all did all these obstacles, which you might already know. Then the hay bale climb. And I think there's probably, it's four tiers, so you climb up the hay bales and then you climb down in the back. Then there's a tire run where we have about 24 tires where you're going to just kind of hop through them.
I've seen football players doing that at training camp. Yeah.
And the kids love it. And then balance beams. We have a ton of balance beams and you're going to walk across and they go straight and then they bear to their left, and then they bear to the right, and then they're straight again. And then right from there, you're going to go to the tree trunk hop. And there's about 40 tree trunks, and you're going to hop over them. Again, you can go around them if you don't want to hop on them. Then the tire crawl, and that's thanks to CrossFit Recreate, Ryan and Alicia Haler. They brought their – actually, they're there now. I was over there kind of just watching them. Stick them into, this is going to be into the sand, mm-hmm. and you crawl through, and there's, I think, seven of them, and they're great, huge, big tires. Then the rope balance, and that's AJ, I don't know if you, I don't know if you know AJ, but AJ Rock and Rescue, and they are volunteering their time and also putting the rope line up so that this rope balance, you balance going across the rope. And there's two sizes, so there's one for children and one for adults. So, of course, the adult one is a little more difficult. Then you go up by the pool at Alameda, and we have pails of water. And you go around cones trying not to drop any of the water out of the pails, and then back, and you dump it into the swimming pool. Not the big swimming pool, our swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a maze, and that's where the swing set is. And there's all types of strings and stuff, and you have to crawl through the maze. Then the pipe crawl. The pipe crawl is thanks to Bill McCarrier at Interstate Pipe.
Oh,
and
yes,
he donates these. There are two small pipes and two large pipes. And so the adults go through the large ones, and the children will go through the small ones. And he comes. He's going to come this afternoon. He'll place them. They go downhill. And they're just really a lot of fun. You can hear all the laughter throughout the whole park when this is going on. But he donates these pipes, and then he'll pick them up Sunday and take them back to his store, which is really awesome. And I know he has helpers that come for that. So then the Army Crawl. And, of course, Sam Zorzolo, who everybody knows, is responsible for either making all of these obstacles or getting them for me or having somebody make them. So he's amazing, which everybody knows. But anyhow, so the Army Crawl, he put that together. He called me. Well, I was there at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and he called me at about 7:38, and he was just finishing up. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing. And I said, oh, aren't you tired? And he said, no, this is so much fun for me.
Yeah, I know, but Sam, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. So you're crawling under this army net, and then you go to a sack race. And we have all these sacks, and you race from one end, and then you keep going after you get to the opposite corner.
I haven't done that since the church picnic when I was a little kid.
So you need to come tomorrow and try it again. Keller Run. So we have six different Kellers, and this is made out of cornstarch and food coloring. So mm-hmm. it's safe, and it's also washable off of your clothing. But you are going to get dirty with this 20... 2-mile run. It's a 2-mile run with 20 obstacles, not 20-mile run. But anyhow, the Keller Run, so you're going through, and this is through the woods. It's 1 mile, and there are 6 different stations. So the first one is blue, so you're going to get hit with blue Keller. And then I think it's orange, and then pink, and purple, and green, and yellow is the last one.
You're going to have a lot of rainbows coming out of this.
And you're going to have it all over you. The children, Annie Baglier is actually going to be sitting at a table before you go into the Keller Run, and she's giving all of the children a pair of sunglasses. We bought 250 pairs of sunglasses. Right now we have 363 signed up for this race.
Wow.
From the Keller Run, there are 2 climbing things, and they're not real high. One's a fence climb, and then one's a mini wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll climb over those. And then the Ninja Line is a line with 11 different things to grab onto. There's a wheel. Well, first of all, you go up a rope, and then there's a wheel, and then there's like little ropes that you hold onto, and you go from one to the other, and then you drop down, and Ryan and Alicia Haler are lending us their mats so that you can jump down, and you're hopefully not getting, we don't want anybody getting hurt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then a Ninja Warrior V, where there are 6 of these little things that you grab onto and run across. And then the Mud Run. The Mud Run is really muddy. And you can crawl through it. You can run through it. You can go backwards to get through it. Whatever you want to do. But there is a big Mud Run. And thanks to the park and Lance Welliver and his crew, they tilled it. And they put some water on it, but also the fire department, Meridian Fire Department's coming this afternoon to add more water to make it extremely muddy. And then once you're all muddy, then you're going to go through the foam run, which is soap bubbles, and you'll get all soapy, and then the Meridian Fire Station is coming again tomorrow, and they're going to hose you off.
Obviously a lot of fun, but a great fundraiser.
Yes.
For the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. So what, you make a donation if you want to participate in the...
You can make a donation. You can actually sign up tomorrow from 11 to 12:30 if you'd like to do the run.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, and let me tell you, so it's going to go for creative teaching grants, the Kids Weekend Backpack Program,
mm-hmm.
which,
mm-hmm.
We feed close to around 350, 400 children every year, every weekend. And depending on how many days that they have off from school, that's how many days we're going to feed them. So they get a breakfast and a lunch at school. And then, but on the weekends, they might have a little bit of food insecurity. So we send home food with them.
Great program.
And then technology for the schools and any other, project like that. That is necessary for our funds.
I know the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation also provides grants for creative teaching.
Yes, the creative teaching grants, which, mm-hmm. They're creative and they impact a lot of students.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting in right now the teachers are filling out their forms right now to turn in for this year for their creative teaching grants. And we're also giving spot grants, which are $500 to $1,000. So throughout the year, if a teacher finds that they would like to do a project with the students and they don't want to wait for this yearly creative teaching grant, which is a lot of money, then they can apply for this spot grant.
We're talking about the Tough Tornado Run, which takes place tomorrow. And what are the hours for this at Alameda Park, Audrey?
So the hours are from 1 to 4. I know that the food trucks are going to be there probably around 11 o'clock starting to set up. Some are setting up tonight. We have Penny's Bake Shop and Espresso Bar, Pittsburgh Po' Boy, Boyer's Ice Cream, Donnie B's Barbecue Shack, and Funnel Cake Man. 5 really good food trucks.
You can have a bite to eat.
Yes.
And you don't have to worry about spilling it on yourself because you're going to be all different colors and mud and everything.
I know. So, but I want to thank a lot of people, but especially like Butler's, the fire department,
mm-hmm.
the ambulance will be there. Police department. We'll have some people from the police department there. And these are all volunteers. So I'm so grateful that we have that. We also have a nurse that's coming that will be there all day. Hopefully no one will get hurt, but we will have people on board if we need it.
And hats off to the folks at the County Parks Department too, in Alameda Park.
Oh, my gosh. We couldn't do it. Lance Welliver's been amazing. And they just, you know, they do so much at that park. I love that park. And it's clean, and there's a lot of children there all the time, and we're very grateful that they're letting us do that this year.
So you'll be winding through pretty much the whole upper region of the park as I look at the map here.
Yes.
Where to go. We're talking about the tough tornado runs tomorrow now, tomorrow. And I guess between 1 and 4, so you could go any time?
Yes. Well, to register to do the run, you need to be there between 11 and 12:30 if you've not pre-registered.
Okay.
We have 363 pre-registered, but you also can register between 11 and 12:30, and the times for the run are 1, 1:30, 2, 2:30, and 3 is our last run, so that we're done by 4. But, you know, it's really nice. We're going to have some T-shirts there to sell if anybody would like to buy a T-shirt. And you can come and just get some food from the food trucks and just kind of look and see what's going on.
Or watch people going the run.
Yeah.
You did this last – this is the second year,
this
right?
This is our second last year.
Was it a big success last year?
Well, last year we had 298 signed up. It was the very worst day in October. It was that first horrible we had sleet and wind and rain and ice and snow. It was so cold. It was like in the 30s.
You know, it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow.
I know. Sunny in 85. I'm so happy. And this is and actually – did I say 65? I hope I said 65. But the perfect weather for someone to run.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's a great effort, and, you know, don't have to say anything about the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. I know many other school districts have set up foundations. As far as I know, Butler area was the first one to do it many, many years ago.
I would think. It's been quite a while. And in our Fab Showcase, which is in the spring, this last year was our 16th year for that. It's always very successful. So these are our two fundraisers, our fall one and then our spring one with Fab. And we give a lot of money to our children.
Well, it's a good cause obviously great fun for adults or kids. If you want to participate tomorrow.
And even children in strollers. Grandparents can come and stroll the children. You know, they sign up and they can go around and see. That's how I found out about it.
A lot of fun and for a great cause, that's for sure. Andre Muscatello-Yost, past president and still a board member of the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. Thanks for filling us in. And
thank
it's good
you.
To see you. It's
and
nice to have you here
so
today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
and I
sure.
hope to see a lot of the community members. I just have one more thing to say. Not only are our Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation board members helping, but also the Kids Weekend Backpack Program, our team members and our volunteers from there. I have community people that are coming and helping. We have our Starfish children coming to volunteer. We have Junior Rotzi. And we have the Junior National Honor Society helping also. So we didn't get the National Honor Society this year because it's the same night as the homecoming dance. But we have like 38 student volunteers, and we have almost 40 adult volunteers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
That's
I wanted wonderful. To get that in too.
Well, good weather coming, and we wish you a great success.
Thank you so much.
Sure. More to come on It's Your Turn. We'll take a break. Our final guest, Henry McKay, will join us by telephone on the next segment of It's Your Turn. Stick around. We'll be back in a moment.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but but necessary, and the young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby is not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available, also prescription diets. You know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8 south at Thorncrest Drive. Would you like to learn more about solar power? Well, coming up on the next few minutes here on the It's Your Turn show on WISR, I'm Dave Malarkey. We'll tell you about an opportunity to learn more about it. There is a tour tomorrow to showcase how Western Pennsylvania benefits from solar energy. And here to tell us about it for a few minutes is Henry McKay. Henry, nice to have you with us here today. So we've got Butler Harvest Solar Tour. Tell us about this. When and where, Henry?
Well, this is happening on Saturday, October 5th. And we will be leaving from Northgate Plaza in Harmony, PA at 12:30 p.m. And we'll be taking folks on a guided bus tour of 4 different solar installations around Butler County and learning about what solar is already doing in Butler County and also how people can install solar on their own home or business.
You are the program director, Henry McKay, for Solar United Neighbors of Pennsylvania. Can you tell us a little bit about that group?
We are a national nonprofit organization, and we are here to help people go solar, join together, and fight for their energy rights. And we've been working with a local grassroots group here in Butler County, Reimagine Butler County. We're trying to build a better, more sustainable future for the county, and so we're helping them raise awareness about solar energy in the region.
I'm guessing that some of our listeners, everybody's heard about solar power, of course, but I'm guessing that some of them might be surprised to know that there are a number of solar installations already in Butler County, right?
That's right. My last count, there are about 50 solar installations around the county.
So where exactly will the bus tour tomorrow, Saturday, be going, Henry?
Well, we're going to first visit a fairly typical residential solar installation, a home in Zeeley Noble. Then we're going to visit Sally's Cider Press just north of Harmony, where they have their own solar installation. We'll be going then to Lutheran, the Lutheran summer camp and retreat center, to see another solar-powered home, and then we'll be finishing up at Frankford Farms Milling, an organic farm and flour mill that is also solar-powered.
Most folks, when they first encountered news about solar power, there would be an array of solar panels on the roof of a house. I understand that nowadays that's not the only way to do it. Sometimes there's an array of solar panels out in the yard somewhere. Am I right on that?
Yeah, so when you're talking about a solar installation that's going to generate electricity for your own use right at your home or business, you can put it on the roof, or you can, if you have the space, you can put them on the ground. And there's some trade-offs between a roof mount or a ground mount, but it gives people more flexibility in how they install solar.
Is this expensive if you're starting from scratch installing solar panels, Henry?
Well, it's gotten dramatically cheaper in recent years, and so a lot of people will have maybe gotten a quote from a solar installation company 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and it was out of reach, and they would be surprised to see what the price is these days.
First question a lot of people might have is, we have enough sunshine here in our neck of the woods in western Pennsylvania to rely on solar power, do we, Henry?
We do, and you are not the first person to ask that. We are not one of the sunnier U.S. states, but we get more than enough sun for solar energy to work here. You know, Germany, for example, is far cloudier than Pennsylvania is, but for a really long time, they had vastly more solar installed than we do. We've since caught up in the United States, but Pennsylvania gets plenty of sun for solar energy, where there are already over 22,000 solar installations across the state.
Seems to me I've read, I don't know, maybe my memory's foggy on this, but some people who have erected solar panels end up with more electricity than they actually need, and they can sell it. Is that true, or am I wrong on that?
That is true. It's a process called net metering. So typically when you go solar, you're going to be generating more electricity than you need in the summer when it's sunny, and you can sell that back to the electric company. And if you have an electric company like West Penn or Duquesne Light, for example, they're required by law to buy that excess back from you at the same price you buy it from them. And so you can build up some bill credits, just like rollover minutes on your cell phone plan, and then in the winter when it's not sunny enough to generate all the electricity you need, you can spend down those bill credits. So you can cover a whole year of energy with solar energy, even though it's not evenly sunny all year. Hmm.
People that are thinking about going solar themselves can get help by joining a co-op. Can you give us a little bit of information on that, Henry?
Yeah, so we run programs called solar co-ops to help make it easier and sometimes even a little more affordable to go solar. So we have one called the Beaver Butler Solar Co-op that is open to residents of both Beaver and Butler counties. And they can join. They'll get unbiased technical assistance from us. We're a nonprofit. We're not trying to make a sale. We can help you make a more informed decision about going solar. And then by banding together with a lot of other potential solar customers, you can get a better deal from the solar installer than you could get going on your own.
Will there be a guide on this bus tour that takes place tomorrow? Will there be an opportunity for people to go on the bus tour to ask questions and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I will be the tour guide, so if you want to learn more about solar, I'll be there to answer all your questions and talk to you about what the experience going solar is like, so you can hear it from me as well as from the homeowners and business owners who've gone solar themselves.
I understand participants can also get a chance to enjoy a beer from North Country Brewing, huh?
That's right, yeah. North Country Brewing will be serving some of their beers at our solar happy hour that will be at the end of the tour at Frankford Farms Milling. So we figure, you know, it can't hurt to add a little beer to the solar tour.
Where is Frankford Farms, by the way? Outside of Saxonburg? I'm not familiar with the exact location.
Yeah, and we'll be, they have a store outside of Saxonburg, and then they have a flour mill, in Valencia, I believe. So, you know, a little bit south of Butler Township. So that's where we will be for the happy hour.
And these, even a milling operation can be powered by solar? You can get enough juice to do that?
Yeah. They have, not a particularly large rooftop array there, and it provides, I believe, about half of the electricity they need for the milling operation, although, you know, if they had gotten a larger installation, they could have easily covered all the electricity needed.
Henry McKay is the program director for one nonprofit that's involved in putting on this tour, Solar United Neighbors of Pennsylvania. There's another nonprofit, Reimagine Butler County. I'm not familiar with that. Do you know anything about them, Henry?
Yeah, Reimagine Butler County is a group of concerned citizens from around Butler County who are working to build a more sustainable future for the county. So they have been helping us run this solar co-op to try to take more people around the county solar, and they've been also working very closely with us in developing this Butler Harvest solar tour. So they're trying to find different ways to promote renewable energy around Butler County.
In addition to the two nonprofits, I understand the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania is helping to organize. Anybody else involved in sponsoring this?
Yeah, there are two solar installation companies who are supporting the tour. There's EIS Solar from the Pittsburgh area, and there is Groundhog Solar from out in Altoona. And then we're also enjoying support from North Country Brewing and the Go Green Festival.
In case you joined us a little bit late, listeners, we're talking about a Butler Harvest Solar Tour. Takes place tomorrow, Saturday, showcasing how Western Pennsylvania already benefits from solar energy and how you could too. Once again, tickets for the bus tour, what, $5, Henry? Am I right on that?
That's right, $5 for a ticket, and there are still plenty of seats left on the bus, and you can buy them at www.solarunitedneighbors.org/BHST.
Henry McKay, who is the program director for the nonprofit Solar United Neighbors of Pennsylvania. Thanks, Henry, for filling us in. This is kind of new stuff, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people interested in finding out more about it tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a good time, and the weather looks gorgeous for tomorrow.
Indeed. All righty. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
I love you, baby.